to another edition of Leading and Growing Your Real Estate Business. Coach James Short here, aka Shorty, and welcome to another edition. Wow. We're excited because we've got an amazing guest for you today, Brennan Hill. Brennan has an exciting real estate career that has spanned over 15 years working with Australia's largest real estate companies, but nothing's been more rewarding than his current role as CEO of Local Property Team. His passion is to deliver exceptional results for the community, and the hard work and long hours are all worth it when he sees the look on his clients' faces when he secured a fantastic price for their home. Experience definitely counts in the real estate industry. This is very true. And Brennan certainly brings a wide range of skills, which includes insight, industry ideas, development and comprehensive strategies, and tailored marketing solutions to suit every home. Agents will come and go. This is very true in the industry, particularly during challenging conditions. But Brennan thrives on the competitiveness and fast pace of the real estate market and always goes above and beyond what's required to attain the best possible results. This is likely why he's been a successful real estate agent for such a long period of time. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get him on the show today. Brennan, mate, really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us. Oh, I'll just get you to unmute yourself there. There we go. Beautiful. Welcome, mate.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh,
fantastic. What an intro, mate. Thank you.
Oh, no, absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. I love it when doing the intros. It's like, oh, how good is this conversation going to be? This is going to be a pearler. So 15 years in the game, what got you started? Like, let's take us back to those early days. How did you get involved?
My wife actually got me started. She started in property management, and I was doing a sales type role and thought, you know, I don't want to be in sales forever. I was selling actually photocopiers when I first left school. I was a chef, and then I was selling photocopiers, trying to get into more of an office environment. And my wife started property management, and I thought, this is a good step for me to get into the real estate industry and do something a little bit different, particularly for guys. And over a decade later, I was still in that same business. So really loved it there.
That's so amazing. And so, like, obviously since you've been in the industry, you've seen so many different changes and so many different trends come and go. What do you think of some of the big changes that you've seen over the last 10, 15 years within the industry?
Well, I guess I've had a bit of a unique intro. As I said, I started in property management. Most principals and business owners these days started in sales. So very unique for me to be in that property management space for such a long time. And the reason why I stayed in that business, as I said, for over a decade is it was a very progressive and modern business, and also grew into what it was Australia's largest property management company. And over 15,000 properties under management. So it was this really wonderful ride. We went from 3,000 properties to 15,000 properties over that decade. And I guess the big change was the technology, because we were using sort of cloud-based systems. We were building our own software. We were doing all those things 10 years ago, 15 years ago, before this prop tech became a factor of today's real estate life. We were doing that 15 years ago, and perhaps some of the guys were working with the sort of pioneers in that space, developing their own software and things like that, because what you could get off the shelf wasn't quite cutting it for our industry. So I guess being part of that trajectory, being part of that change, and seeing businesses these days having cloud-based solutions, working remotely from that sort of work that we did back then was actually, you know, really interesting and I suppose a big change that I've experienced.
Do you think going from the 3,000 to the 15,000, do you think, and having the support of the tech, do you see that's what made you guys so different to support that growth? Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, we certainly wouldn't have been able to undertake that type of growth without the technology. And the leadership team of that business was in Victoria. I was based in Queensland, and being able to sort of monitor an organization of that scale, being able to sort of be an effective leadership through an organization of that big, you couldn't do that with what was back then. You had servers and things. So you had to, you had to be able to design and create cloud-based type solutions that would be able to be capable of managing portfolios and teams and different offices and businesses of that particular scale. So by expanding that business to that size, it forced that change. And obviously, you know, technology sped up while that was happening. And then now, you know, that big tech solution being available to a small mum and dad business in a suburban area just really shows that, you know, that business has those powerful tools. What was really expensive to develop and set up is in effect is really effectively really cheap now. And that was really exciting when I sort of left property management, left that business, and I went and worked for Ray White Corporate. So I had a role with the corporate team with Ray White. And I was able to sort of take that knowledge and that experience and take it across the network in Queensland and really sort of help those sort of businesses be able to grow and expand and sort of use that sort of big growth thinking with those tech tools to be able to help those businesses grow and expand in their local areas.
That's so exciting. And now with your own business, the CEO founder of, you know, of your own business, incorporating that into what you're doing now, I would imagine. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's kind of been a big foundation to the DNA of our organization, what we're doing. We're wanting to empower operators in the field. So say, for example, we've got an agent on the north side of Brisbane and he works completely remotely. He's building his business there. He's just about to move into opening up a franchise of local property team. And so we've been able to sort of utilize that remote work, that sort of cloud-based incorporating technology to ensure that that particular agent has the ability to grow wherever they want to go, but also have that lovely work-life balance. And I think that's the big thing about the tech tools that often get forgotten. It's really about being able to, when you're working remotely or when you're working distance away from an office and you're disconnected from an office, but you're still able to connect with your family and you still be able to be present. And that's the big challenge, I think, with this industry. And I think what gets forgotten about having these tools, there's a real purpose behind it. And I believe the purpose is to be able to, you not change that desk 24 hours a day. If you can use the tools in an effective way, you can still switch off, still connect with your family, still be present, still be able to pick up the kids, still be able to go to the soccer game or go to the school event that they have, but then be able to still be able to effectively run your business.
That's so true, right? And do you see this is a major trend for the future in relation to having that flexibility, bringing more that balance, so to speak, where you can go to the school, can pick up the kids or can duck out for a surf, whatever you choose, but having that so you're not chained to the desk? Do you see that as the future?
I hope so. That's fundamentally where I'd like to see the industry going. I think it is. I think there is starting to create a change within the culture of organizations. I think still there's a lot of organizations that do feel that if you're not in the office, then you're not being productive. And that's certainly not a philosophy and a belief of ours. But, you know, working with different organizations over my time, I still see that as a big factor. We've tried to change that. We believe that you don't necessarily have to be in the office for that, you know, that water cooler talk, you know, to be able to show the rest of the team that you're participating and you're productive. And I think just outside of real estate, I think that change and that trend is starting to happen across a variety of different industries, banking sectors. You know, there's a lot of different types of industries that are starting to see that there can be productivity while you're not chained to the desk. And I particularly think with our business, it's unique for us where majority of the time the business is getting done in the lounge rooms, and typically your high performing agents aren't spending a lot of time in the office anyway. So what I find is the people that are spending the majority of the time in the office, they're not necessarily those sort of productive team members. So I think that the culture of being attached to the office too much is actually sort of counterproductive in some ways. So I think there's this kind of push and pull that's happening. So that's why we're really focused on being able to use the tools so people can have that real work-life balance. And I think also what's important in our industry today is it's important for each individual agent to set their own destiny and also set their own goals. If they don't feel like they necessarily need to be, you know, chained to the desk, participating in this sort of team environment because they're focused on their own personal growth, then I think it's important that we'd be able to accommodate for that. And unfortunately, I don't think some cultures or some organizations allow it.
Yeah, so true. I mean, classic example. I was in Sydney just the other week, and still it's not full. Like there's still, you know, organizations do, you know, a couple of days in, a couple of days out, and have that rotation. And that obviously through coming from COVID and all the lockdowns and the ability to have that, you know, work from home aspect come into the office. But I think you hit a real amazing point there in relation to having that flexibility and setting your own destiny up of setting, okay, what are your goals? What's your focus? What's your vision? And having that pathway rather than getting sidetracked, because you know what it's like. There's a bunch of distractions in the office sometimes and too much water cooler talk, right?
I believe so.
Direction, that's awesome. What are you noticing? I mean, you're living in a beautiful part of the world up on Gold Coast and around Hope Island. What's happening up in the market for you guys that there at the moment?
This is my career. I spent most of my career in Logan. So I moved to the Gold Coast market about 4 years ago when we launched Local Property Team. And it's been very interesting seeing how this market works. And it's definitely a tourism town. It's definitely felt the benefits of migration and still is. And however, there is the market here in comparison to perhaps some other Southeast Queensland regions, it's very expensive. It's quite high end. There's a lot of luxury property here. The bottom end of the market, the entry level of the market shifted up quite a bit. And so I think how we're starting to feel the market now that things are coming off the boil is not too bad, because the luxury market seems to be holding pretty well. I think the people out there that have the money can still afford to buy those luxury items. They're still buying their boats. They're still buying their luxury homes. They're still buying their holiday homes. And I think while business is still doing okay and business has done well during COVID, I think the bank accounts are still pretty healthy for those people. I think the investors have shied away from the market here because it's difficult for the investors to enter into the market because the prices are, the average medians are quite high on the Gold Coast compared to other areas like Logan and suppose some pockets of Brisbane. I think high end still doing okay.
Yeah, fantastic. So what I like to do is always to lift the lid around what makes our guests tick. So I've got a couple of questions in relation to find out about how you go throughout your day and how do you work on you. So what are the things that you do for you? What are the things that you do to sharpen your mindset and what do you do to for your own personal development?
When I was younger, fitter. I loved doing Muay Thai and kickboxing. And my son, he's this past 12 months has really got into Muay Thai and kickboxing, and he's dragged his dad back to the gym. And interestingly, over the past few weeks, he hasn't been well and he hasn't been turning up to training, and the coach, and I'm there every day now. And the coach is like, I thought he dragged you here. Now you're dragging him here. And so I find that has been a fantastic thing for me over the past year. That's something that I missed out on the couple of years prior. I let my sort of fitness drop down, and I think my energy levels shifted. I could feel myself. So I'm definitely a big believer on how important it is to get your daily fitness in. And getting back to the gym has been something that's really lifted me this year and definitely something that I believe is really important to make sure that we include into our day-to-day.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, there's so many different elements with, you know, learning a martial arts. You know, you've been obviously doing it for a while, just on the mindset, the fitness, the strength. There's so many different beautiful parts to that. How do you, I mean, you're a busy man. You've got family, you've got the business, you've got so many moving parts. How do you manage your own time? What are some of the things that you do to effectively manage your own personal time and trying to fit it all in?
I think delegation is particularly important, mate. I've got a team that's onshore and offshore. So for several years, I've had an offshore team. So that's particularly important from an administration perspective. If there's any tasks that I can delegate. Obviously that requires some establishment. We need to train those team members and do those things. But I think when it comes to time, we just need to force those. Have to be non-negotiable with our time. If we want to go to the gym at 5:30, we just knock off and do it. And look, there'll be some phone calls that'll come in during that hour, and my drive home from the gym back to home of an evening, I catch back up on those calls. It might be 7 o'clock at night. The clients really appreciate it. My value gets lifted up because they're catching that call at 7 o'clock. They're like, wow, I called you at, you know, 5:30 and you're getting back to me at 7. You know, you're a wonderful agent. Thank you so much. So I'm getting the brownie points from it, but I'm still switching off. And I could always feel that, oh no, I better not do it just in case I do catch that call. And I find that that's perhaps a personal belief, a limiting belief that we have, that if we, you know, we're not present during, you know, picking up the kids or going to the to that award ceremony, if we're not present, we miss that call, the world's got to end. And I think with a bit of experience, you can recognize that, no, it is okay. You can sort of disconnect for that 60 minutes. As long as you have those behaviors in your business that you make sure you do pick up the phone, you do make that phone call, you do set that time to complete that task, I think that's particularly important. But for me, it's around those non-negotiable time slots.
Love it. Yeah, so true. So important, particularly, you know, being in that moment for that right time, for that right activity. Yeah, highly recommend it. That's fantastic. So we have a 60-second quick quiz to find out a little bit more information about you. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go. So what's your favorite movie?
Oh, I'm an action guy. So I really like one thing I've watched again and again recently is the new Rambos. I really liked those new Rambos.
Love it. Love it. What's your favorite food?
Thai.
Fantastic. What's your favorite holiday destination?
Bali. I go there heaps.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Bali do you love the most?
Favorite place, it's a bit unknown, is Labuan Bajo. That's where Komodo Island is, where the Komodo dragons are. It's really beautiful out there. But typically we go to Seminyak. We spend most of our time sort of, you know, the touristy spots in Seminyak, and then we shoot off to islands and stuff from there.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Love it. Do you have a morning routine?
Morning for me, it's around in our household, just making sure everybody has some breakfast. That's one thing. You know, get up, make the beds, and make sure everyone has some breakfast. Look, I think that can be a bit of a challenge for us sometimes in real estate. You know, we're focused on running around doing these things, but and also as part of that, sort of getting the breakfast ready and everyone sort of focusing on having a good start to the day. We all kind of get to connect. We get to sort of work out each other what's doing, what my son's doing, what my wife's doing. And then we can kind of sort of, all right, everyone runs off and does their thing. But just getting up in the morning, getting the beds made, making some breakfast, having that great start, I think is really important.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we know a little bit about your evening routine with the gym. Is there anything else that is involved with your evening routine?
For me, I tend to stay up pretty late. That's sort of me. And I like it because everyone else has gone to bed. It's quiet. I get to hang out with my dog and just kind of watch TV and chill. And I think, you know, get to play my nerdy things with my website and my sort of IT stuff that I like to do with SEO. And I kind of don't have anyone hassling me. It's just that sort of a little bit later at night between 10 and 12, when it's really, really quiet, that I kind of finally get to chill. So that's kind of my zone.
Fantastic. Now, if you could choose five inspirational people to have dinner with, they could be dead or alive, who would they be?
I guess there's a few people out there that I'd love to meet. One person who's probably a bit controversial, is a bit crazy, is Ye. I think Kanye would be a great person to meet. I think he's definitely crazy, but I think someone that is so such a genius in the respect of his creativity would be really, really interesting. And that's kind of like sort of the celebrity type person I think would be great to meet. In terms of a businessy person, I'd love to meet Simon Sinek. I think that guy is absolutely brilliant. I think he's one of the smartest people in the world. And I'd certainly love to meet him as well and pick his brain and learn from him. Probably they're two people that I'd be fanboying to meet and have dinner with.
Fantastic. And now, if you were Prime Minister for the day, what's one thing that you would change?
I think, mate, there's a lot of stuff going on in this country. Politics, mate, is a very sensitive topic. What would I change? I think really it's just about the kids. You know, I'm 42 now. My son's 15, going on 16, turned 16 only in a couple of weeks' time. And it's been really interesting sort of seeing how the kids view the world to when I was a kid, the things, the challenges, the factors that they have when my son went to work yesterday, it's his second day at his job, and there was another lady there pressing him on his views on Palestine. And I just thought, you know, like the kids are being slung into really political matters. There's sort of different challenges, and kids need to have different opinions on things these days than when I was younger. And I think letting kids be kids and giving kids an opportunity to be able to sort of grow and develop without being sort of pushed into to growing too fast, I think is particularly important and something that I'd be working on if I was running this country.
Very much so. Yeah, I totally agree. Now, do you have a best piece of advice?
I think where I started today, mate, I think if I'm the audience is, you know, real estate practitioners and business people, I think just really understanding what your personal vision and your goals are and making sure that whatever you do on a daily basis aligns specifically with that. And, you know, where you work, what you do in your spare time, the people that you surround yourself with, make sure that does all aligns with your personal goals and vision. I think it's kind of cliche thing to say, but I think it does tend to get lost. And I don't think we spend enough time focusing on what our personal goals are. And often sometimes we hitch our cart to other horses. And I think that's something that's particularly important because time is fragile. We don't get a lot of it. And in some cases we do only get one shot to make sure we have the best opportunities. So to be able to focus on that and align your career accordingly, I think for guys and girls is particularly important.
Yeah, I love that piece of advice. What's coming up for the future? What are your plans and direction over the next little while? Where do you want to take things?
We're just doubling down on the business, on our growth. Growth is top of mind for us every single day. It's not just sort of growth in terms of numbers, but it's growth in terms of our training and professional development. We're really focusing on growing our rent roll. That's particularly important, I believe, to our long-term success. And really, for me personally, one thing that I'm working on with my teams and the agents within our team is helping them grow their rent roles as well. I really want to make sure that all the agents in our team have access and equity into their own portfolios, and so then they can really build a nest egg for themselves for the future. I think these lean times that businesses have been experiencing, in particular over the past 12 months with volumes coming down, I think it's been a big reminder for real estate agents out there, the importance of having a good rent roll in your business. And so that's what we're sort of really focusing and double down on over the next 1 to 4 years.
Oh, I love that. Fantastic. And so how can the audience get in contact with you, you know, to continue following your journey, but also to find out more?
All my socials, Brennan Hill on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all the social channels, our website. You'll be able to find me. Just type in my name and you'll be able to pick me up on all those social channels.
Love it. Brennan, really appreciate your time, energy and expertise for the today's show. Really appreciate it. Thanks, mate. Really
appreciate it. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for having me.